Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, six years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be called Why Do Narcissists Have Families? So I would say this episode was inspired, the title of this episode was inspired by a Dr. Romney video that I just saw on YouTube. I didn't watch the video. I just typed in why do narcissists, and that was one of the first things that showed up. So I didn't watch her video because I didn't want to be, you know, didn't want to be responding to her video and whatnot. Because you get a lot, say, this is the thing about Dr. Romney. She posts good stuff. She has a great book, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And things like that. But you get a lot of other self-aware narcissists who don't like her because they feel like, she's demonizing the whole people. I'm just like, I understand her viewpoint, y'all. One day, maybe me and her will talk. We'll have a chat. We'll see. But why do narcissists have families? So again, y'all, I didn't watch her video. I'm pretty sure she has some good information in it and whatnot. But this is my perspective as a clinically diagnosed narcissist myself. I've always wanted a family since I was younger. I've always wanted kids. I've always wanted a wife. And it's just a family dynamic because I always felt like it would make me fit in better. You know? Do I love my wife? Absolutely yes. Do I love my children? Absolutely yes. With no equivocation. Yeah, I love my wife and my kids and my family overall. But I've always wanted it since I was little, since I was younger. I've always felt out of place for a long time. And I think a lot of other narcissists will agree about this dynamic of how we feel out of place a lot of times. But in the end, I felt out of place. I'm like, how do I fit in? How do I not feel like this alien amongst people? How do I not feel like, you know, how do I not feel like an outsider? How do I fit into society? Oh, wife, kids, go to school, get a good job, that type of stuff right there. Smile, have friends and things like that. Have a good hobby, be funny, be, you know, that type of stuff right there. Act like this person right here. Act like this person right here. Take the good qualities and the good personality traits of the people around me so I could, you know, and things like that. So act like that. I wanted to fit in. I always wanted to blend in. And how do you blend in? You look normal. I mean, if you are listening to this on the podcast, I'm doing air quotes around normal. You look normal. Like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers, like laser. Yo, how he does the air quotes. You look normal. Because I wanted to fit in. I use the word normal loosely. Because what is normal really, y'all? I know people are just like, well, normal means not narcissist. No, it doesn't mean, because you cannot be a narcissist and not be normal. You know, you can be neurodivergent. You can be autistic. You can have borderline personality disorder. You know, there's a lot of different things to go on that, you know, outside the realms of what I think most people would consider normalcy and things like that. But I wanted to be normal. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to, you know, be this person that you see right now. I wanted to be just different, y'all. I promise you, I wanted to be different at the same time as I wanted to fit in. I wanted to fit in, but stand out at the same time, which is why you see a lot of growing up, people would describe me as a covert narcissist. I'm more overt now because of the social media platform and stuff like that, but I'm still covert at heart. But growing up, I was more of a covert narcissist, so I wanted to stand out, but I wanted to fit in at the same time. So I would like to be the only black person that listens to country music and stuff like that. Even now, y'all, I like, you know, I'm going to a Luke Combs concert in July in Raleigh. No, I think it's in Charlotte. I'm going to a Luke Combs concert in Charlotte. Like, I love Luke Combs. And then the next day, I'm doing Erykah Badu. So I wanted to stand out. I wanted to fit in, but stand out at the same time, if you know what I mean. So how do I fit in? How do I fit into society? Get a wife, have children and things like that. No prep on how I'm gonna get the kids, no order and how I should do it. Cause I had my kids before I had my first son before I got married, you know. I had my first son before I got married. Like, I've always wanted the child before I turned a certain age because I didn't want to. One of my friends, I'm going to tell you how I started wanting kids at an early age. One of my friends, we were out one night, y'all. We were like 20 years old. We were out one night hanging out. And he was like, man, I want to have kids before I get too old. I don't want to be an old parent. I want to be able to play basketball and stuff like that with my kids. So I was like, me too. That's what normal people do. And I went out and, you know, my goal was to have a kid before I turned like 24, 25 years old. I know that sounds irresponsible because it absolutely was irresponsible. Do I love my oldest son? Absolutely, yes. You know, but was I prepared for him? Absolutely no. But did I need him in my life? Yes, I did. I did need him because he's one of the catalysts that kind of keeps my growth going. That kind of keeps my journey going and whatnot, because I want to be a better father than what I had. So goals. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of narcissists want this family dynamic because it makes you fit in. That's what society, if you look at societal standards, it's like, have a family, the all-American family, rah, blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. You know, it's always about this family dynamic and fitting in and not standing out in society and things like that. So you want to have it so people don't look at you different. So people don't look at you all funky and funny like. So you want this family. I need this wife and I need these kids, you know, to make me fit in, you know. And this is just me being a heterosexual male. You could have a man that wants another man, or a trans person wants another trans, like whatever, whoever y'all are, do you. Like that don't affect me, y'all. I know people are like, well, Lee, you just lost a follower because of this, blah, blah, blah. Y'all are weird, man. If you unfollow somebody because they think differently, that's narcissistic. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, y'all. But I always wanted a family growing up because I just did, y'all. This is what I want. You know, had no idea how to take care of a child. That's why you see a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. They have kids that they don't take care of. You got a lot of toxic parents that have kids and have no idea what the hell they're supposed to do, which is most people. A lot of people have kids that don't know what they're supposed to do. But a lot of narcissistic people have kids and literally have no idea what they're supposed to do. They just want them to have them. They want kids to trap you with. Some of them want kids to just trap you with so they be bonded to you. Let's be real. Some narcissistic people want to have a kid by you or want you to have a kid by them so they'll be part of your life forever. So you cannot get rid of me no matter how old we get. When those kids turn 18, guess what? Well, no, I don't have to deal with you anymore. Yeah, you do. There's gonna be grandkids, all kinds of stuff. It's not over. You got a co-grandparent. Y'all thinking about co-parenting. Think about co-grandparenting, because that's coming too. How do you co-grandparent? You know, but that's the dynamic that a lot of people get into, y'all. Some narcissistic people want to have a wife and kids because, like, if I get married to you, it's hard. You can't break up with me. You know, some people have this wife and kids because they don't want to be alone. Like, if I have a kid, I'll never be alone. You see what I'm saying? If I have a kid, kids give you unconditional love because they have, the kids depend on you. Some people have families because they have people that depend on them. You know, they have people that will always be around them and things like that. There's a few different reasons why narcissistic people want families. But like I said, one of them is just to be able to fit in. Some of them, I just want to fit in. This is what society tells me to do. This is what I need to fit in and be normal. Some people are just like, okay, I'm tired of being alone and by myself, so I need to have a kid. This kid will just keep me company. This kid will be my friend. I don't have friends. I don't get out a lot. This kid will be my friend. That's why you see a lot of narcissistic people that raise kids that are friends with them. They try to be friends with their kid. They don't really parent their children. They be friends with their children. You see what I'm saying? Some of them, because they don't like being lonely. Like, there's a few different reasons, y'all. It gets very deep when you're dealing with narcissistic people. I know it seems surface level, and a lot of people seem to think narcissists are just simple and stupid, and it doesn't work that way. I promise you it doesn't work. Narcissists are not. Are there some dumb, stupid narcissists? Yeah, absolutely, yes. There are some stupid narcissists out here, you know? But that's how it goes, though, y'all. That's part of the dynamic. That's part of the crux that you deal with. You're dealing with a narcissistic person. So always, if you meet a narcissist or if you think you're dealing with a narcissist, y'all, be very wary of the red flags, because the red flags are out there, y'all. You will see the red flags. And if you think this person is having a baby by you just to keep you here, let's have a baby to fix our problems. Let's have a baby to fix this. Let's have a baby to fix that. Babies don't fix problems, y'all. They actually add more problems. They actually add more stress to the situation. Getting married doesn't fix problems. Sometimes getting married allows the person to, you know, getting married allows the person to be who they really are, because now you can't just leave me. You can't just break up with me. You are contractually obligated to me, or you're religiously obligated to me now as well. So yeah, watch it, because the family dynamic, some narcissists want to have families because it makes them fit in and it makes people trust them. You trust you a lot. Sometimes it gets into these weird dynamics that people trust people with families as opposed to trusting single people. You know what I mean? It gets into this weird dynamic. Oh, you have a damn, you have a beautiful family. I automatically trust you. You see what I'm saying? Because you fit your societal standards of normal. So I trust you. You're 35 and single. What's going on with you? You have wife and kids. You have a husband and kids. Boom, boom, boom. Come over here. There's a few different reasons behind it, y'all. But like I said, go check Dr. Romney's video. I'm going to put the link in my description on YouTube so y'all can check the video out. Like I said, I haven't watched it. I'm going to watch it after I post this one. So y'all can take a look at it and see what she says. And you know what I mean? I'm going to watch it later. I'll watch it later to see what she said. And but yeah, there's a few different reasons, y'all. But just be very wary. Because if you think, if a narcissistic person, if you're dealing with narcissistic robot reset. If you think you're dealing with a person that could be narcissistic, and y'all don't have kids, you're not married, you don't have anything together, don't take further steps, y'all. Don't go deeper into it, because it's like digging a hole. Like, how can you get out of this hole? The deeper you get into this hole, the less sunlight you have. Go into the ocean. Jump into the ocean. That's why there's a certain area where light does not go. There's a certain area where light stops penetrating the ocean. It's just complete blackness down there, you know. That's why, like, the deeper you go, the less light you have. But anyways, y'all, like I said, the self-love journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. Check that out on Amazon. Like and subscribe if you haven't. Join the channel memberships if you haven't. Like I said, priority responses to comments and things like that. Vlog editions, all this other good stuff, y'all. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.